News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Alex White, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, is with us to discuss the challenges in relation to the renewable transition. And when we think about that, we tend to think of the challenge being solar panels and windmills. In actual fact, even if we put up tens of thousands of them, getting them connected to the grid is a huge problem.
Getting them connected to the grid, dealing with all of the planning challenges that are there, bottlenecks as they're sometimes called, but also having a grid system that has the capacity to cope with all of the new renewable energy that we're hoping to generate. So the difficulty is, and people sometimes find hard to get their head around this, you know, the grid, just in engineering terms or in terms of physics, you know, electricity is a current. So you use it or lose it. And so therefore, in order to be able to get the benefit of all this renewable energy that we're generating, get it onto the grid, get it to where people need it. But then, unfortunately, sometimes the grid is overwhelmed. There's nowhere for the power to go at that particular time. And you need storage and you need more sophisticated grids. And that's our big challenge at the moment.
And this means, I assume, a lot of stuff. This either means pump storage, it means battery banks of some kind, and it means more transition and more lines going over people's land.
It definitely means all of those things. And they are critically necessary. And that has to be said. And there's no easy way around this. And that's the infrastructure in rural Ireland. It's infrastructure in urban Ireland. We need it. We absolutely need it if we're serious about renewable energy. And also, by the way, across Europe, because, of course, we want to have an interconnected Europe, because sometimes the wind is blowing in the north, the sun is shining in the south. We want to get the power to where it's needed. That now, needs grid infrastructure.
People will say the one way that you could go around it is you could curtail data centres, and that would mean that we wouldn't have a lot of our capacity going to big corporate entities but actually going to people's houses.
You could, and I suppose the other side of that coin is, that's argued, and I saw the minister talking about this yesterday, there's an economic imperative there in relation to these data centres. What we in the council, the Climate Change Advisory Council, have said is we think that new data centres should be required to be powered by new renewable energy. 100%. Now, the CRU, the regulator, they say 80%. They have a new regulation out that requires them to have 80% of new renewable energy. We think that should be 100%. And we've pushed that, and we're disappointed, I suppose, with the outcome of the 80% outcome. But still, it's going in the right direction.
And it's not beyond the bounds of practicality. I mean, that's a B&M strategy, is to use former bogland to build. There's your renewables, and beside it, there's your data centre.
Well, definitely the issue here for all of us, if you look at just the context that we're in at the moment with the Middle East and with prices and the risk of prices going up, is that that's out of our control. You know, the Straits of Hormuz is out of the control of any Irish government or any Irish political party or the society, the country. But what's within our control is what we can do now is to stop these shocks affecting us in the future. Your kids, my kids. So the next generation, or even in 5 years' time, it doesn't have to be that long of a time span to see that we can generate our own energy and we don't have to buy it from anybody.
You have spent time in government. As you look at government's capacity at the moment, do you get a sense that there is either a joint, several or individual drive to make the kind of gutsy, big infrastructural decisions that are required to put us on the footing that you describe?
Well, I will say, as context for my answer, we are not doing enough and we're not achieving enough. And that is just manifestly the case. We're not adding enough renewable energy each year. We're not meeting our targets, it looks like, for 2030. We have a huge amount to do. But in terms of motivation, yes, I was Minister for Energy 10 years or so ago. I've come into this role now as Chairman of the Climate Change Advisory Council just the last few weeks. And I see huge commitment. And I don't want to say anything else to civil servants I worked with 10 years ago. We were in a different world.
But 10 years ago, we were in a world where we were committed to being net energy exporters within the decade. We couldn't be further away from it.
You're right. Well, we could be further away from it now.
We're still a long way away.
And I do, to answer your question, which is a fair question, I think there is genuine motivation and commitment and expertise in the public service now and across the system, as I view it, just in the last few weeks since I've come into this role. But the efforts need, you're right, they need to be doubled, tripled. Like, we are way off. And it needs a concerted effort right across public and private sectors, right across society, to make this happen. And it can actually achieve great things for the country.
Alex, thank you. Alex White, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council. If you may.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.